Hi, my name is April Kirkwood, and we're talking about codependence and why you will never have a great relationship, the relationship that you deserve, ladies and gentlemen, until you figure out what codependence is and what kind of person you're falling for so you could, like, stop the madness. So I'm going to give you an example of the cycle of insanity. I call it the cycle of insanity, spinning out of control through many, many relationships through codependence. Now, this is Jill and this is Bill. Jill is codependent. Bill is codependent, but in many, many different ways. So they're going along, they're out somewhere, maybe church, maybe a club, maybe college, maybe high school, maybe work, maybe at a concert. And all of a sudden, antennas start, and they are attracted. And why are they attracted? Because Bill is codependent, but he's looking for somebody to fix him and make him feel so wonderful. And Jill is out there. There's a lot of counselors and therapists and mothers, and there's a lot of codependents, and they're out there and they want to help somebody. I want to help you feel good. Now, at first, this works. This is like, oh my God, I have hit the holy freaking relationship lotto. That's what we'll call it. Well, I've hit the lotto. Oh, I can fix you. No, we don't say that. Of course, I love you. You're so much better than you think. You can get a better job. You can do this. Oh, I love the way you make love to me. This is so wonderful. And he's like, oh my God, I've never felt this wonderful in my life. Can you help me do this? Can you help me do that? Oh yeah, I can help you. I can help you. Don't worry about it. I can fix this. And you and I will be different. And we go off into happiness forever. I'm exhausted just watching Jill and Bill. Now, what happens in this scenario is Bill keeps needing more and more from her. I need you to make me feel this way. I've had a bad day. I need you to help me do this. I need you to help me do this. And now the problem is Jill is getting exhausted because nothing works. Well, you didn't help me. That's why I didn't get that job. And you made me feel like crap at the party. And you were looking at somebody else. And, you know, you're just not fulfilling my needs. You're not fulfilling. But I'm trying everything. Don't you see? I'm doing everything I can for you. You don't appreciate me. You don't appreciate everything I do. You're just not good enough. You're obviously not even really trying. You're not making it work for us. But I've done everything. You are disrespectful. You don't appreciate anything. Nothing will ever be good enough for you, Bill. So what do you think happens? Nobody's getting their needs met. And so Bill goes off eventually. And what do you think he does? He finds somebody else to fulfill his needs. And Jill is like, screw you. I don't need you. I can get somebody who will appreciate me. And I will get somebody who's better suited for me and will do more for me and will love me more and will give me more. Oh, no one could love you more. I did it all. So Bill goes off. They usually end up breaking up, or he's having an affair because he needs somebody to fill his endless cup. And she now does not feel fulfilled. What am I going to do, Jill? What? You need to have somebody to fill your needs, to work for, and to make them feel better. But why? Why? because it makes you feel good. But don't you realize, Jill, that you're good enough on your own? And don't you realize, Bill, that it's not any woman's job to make you feel good about yourself? You need to get healed. You need to get healed. And if you would, maybe there was real love there in a healthy way. If not, the cycle will just continue. One relationship after another, one divorce, one heartache that affects many, many other people in the ripple of your lives. Like a little stone thrown into the lake of life, everything we do affects other people. In fact, the worst thing that you could do is if Jill and Bill had had children, they would model that behavior and continue the codependent cycle of this kind of insanity. I'm here to help. Go to aprilkirkwood.com. In January, we have a webinar, one for girls and one for guys, one night a week, totally free, talking about love and relationships and codependence. You don't have to be a Bill, and you don't have to be a Jill, and you don't have to be an April. You just have to be your best self. So you go out there and find someone. It's natural for you to want companionship. It's what we are built to do, not live in isolation. I want you to do it the right way. aprilkirkwood.com. Sign up for the webinar now and subscribe to this YouTube channel. If you have questions, I would love to talk to you. I will always answer you. And my purpose in life is to serve. So maybe you don't make the same mistakes that my family did. Working my way back to me, a tell-all that you've never heard before with addiction, abuse, infidelity, molestation in a small town in the Midwest. Who would have thunk it? Until we meet again, subscribe. Think about that webinar. Jill, we're going to get this right. Bill, you both have good hearts. You both want love. You're going about it the wrong way. I love you. I praise you. I appreciate you. You are God's child. Great things happen to you. Nothing can stop it. And so it is. God bless.